Ohio's Republican elections chief has formed a task force with local and statewide officials to prepare for the November vote. He's pushing legislation that would make changes, but Democrats have their own plan. Secretary of State Frank LaRose and the bipartisan Ohio Association of Elections Officials want lawmakers to pass a bill that provides funding and flexibility for local boards of elections in case the pandemic worsens.
My focus has been and remains that we can have a normal election this November.
The bill would also eliminate early voting on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before Election Day, but it would require ballot applications to be sent automatically and allow voters to request ballots online. Meanwhile, House Democrats are backing their own bill that would do away with the application process and mail ballots directly to voters. It would also keep those early voting days in place. Representative Bride Rose Sweeney says it's not wise to get rid of voting days right now.
We can't be making it harder for people to vote, have less access, especially when we're going to make changes and there's no funding for voter education in this.
If lawmakers are going to pass either plan, it must happen soon. They're scheduled to break later this month and not return until after the November election. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.